This is Sacred Meditations. Thank you for making Sacred Meditations part of your day. In his Meditation 16, Johann Gerhard ponders the spiritual refreshment of the godly. Those who are full on the pleasures of the world have no taste for the sweetness of God's heavenly feast. But those who acknowledge their sins are spiritually fed on God's heavenly manna, the forgiveness of sins. In today's meditation, Gerhard takes us to Luke chapter 14 and the parable of the wedding feast. Those who had just married wives, in the parable, were backward in coming to the supper. But souls that are not joined to the devil through sin, nor allied to the world through its pleasures, hasten to this gospel feast. I have espoused you to one husband that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ, says the apostle, 2 Corinthians 11, verse 2. We must keep our souls from all unholy alliance with the world if God is to espouse us to himself in this spiritual union. Those who in the parable of the supper were occupied with looking after their newly purchased lands also refused the kind invitation. And those engrossed in the pleasures of this world have no longings after the blessedness of the heavenly banquet. Desire is the food of the soul. Our souls do not come to this mystical feast if they have no desire for it. And a soul that places its happiness in the comforts of this world cannot desire the heavenly delights of the gospel. When the rich young man heard that he must give up the earthly riches in which his soul delighted, if he would follow Christ, he went away sorrowful. Christ, our heavenly Elijah, does not pour the oil of heavenly grace into any vessel that is not first entirely emptied. And the love of God does not take possession of any soul from which the love of self and the love of the world have not first been excluded. Where our treasure is, there will our heart be also. If the world is your treasure, your heart is in the world. Love has a uniting power. If you love earthly things, you will be joined to earthly things. Love has an assimilating power. If you love the world, you will become worldly. If you love heavenly things, you will become heavenly minded. Bringing you the treasures of Lutheran prayer through today's technology, this is sacredmeditations.org.